The Aftermess.
Hey, y'all. Morning Mess is back at it. JD got us sick. Well, got me sick. So I'm here trying to just go through it. We're running late because it's my fault. It's Joey boy.
What up? It's JD.
And it's Sienna.
I went for a walk thinking maybe it's allergies. No, I'm pretty sure JD got me sick, bro.
I did. And I will apologize. I don't get sick ever. But when I do, I make it
count. You sound and look better.
Thank you, man. Yeah, I've had the whole week to recover. I did get a little stir crazy.
I don't know. So I got a whole week to get through this.
I don't know how you guys get when you're sick, but the last 2 days, I just do not do well sitting still. So it's been a killer for me. I've hated every second of it, but I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I hope you don't get your kids sick. Blame your kids. Your kids are the one that have like germs and shit. It's your kid's fault.
Of course. He always brings it back to the kids.
Bring it back to the kids. I hate the kids.
Yeah, well, it's stupid kids got it.
So it's the Aftermess podcast. So let's talk about something after the show. And we had a heated debate about the fall off of your favorite person. How did you present this, JD?
I presented it like, what was it hard to watch in real time as far as like a celebrity downfall? Like, what celebrity was hard to watch their downfall in real time? Because I've just been seeing this viral stories of Tom Brady conjuring up this fake ass beef with YouTuber and TikToker Logan Paul, obviously, who's a WWE superstar.
And did you say superstar?
Yeah, that's what they call him, WWE superstars. Yeah.
Oh, ew. No. Yeah. All right, I'm going to put WWE. The fall from grace. Yeah. Really? He's a superstar?
Yeah.
I thought you were being sarcastic, to be honest.
No, I mean, he's definitely a polarizing figure in
You're
WWE.
You're not being facetious?
You've seen him. I mean, first of all, I'll give him his credit, Logan Paul. He's really good at selling whatever it was. But this fake ass beef between them two started, I don't know, a handful of months ago. And I know, obviously, this is probably a long game play, you know, where they wrestle. I just think Tom Brady is weak as fuck for having this kind of beef because he's the GOAT, fam.
Right.
Like, and I fucking hate saying that as a Raiders fan because this guy haunts my dreams. I lived in Boston for 9 years.
Is he part owner of the Raiders?
No. Yes, he is. And that's why I hate him even more. I'm like, fam, you've ruined my life with the tuck rule. And now like you can literally say to the fan base, I'm your bitch. I like still own you. That's a whole nother ass discussion.
Okay.
But I think the lure of Tom Brady and the mystique and how he's painted himself over his career, according to not just myself, but people that live out there, he's coming off ruining his legacy, and this has been a downfall.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm 10 toes with that opinion. It's hard to watch, Joey, as someone who loves sports, and Sienna. It's tough to watch
Sienna
someone.
Sienna does not love sports.
She doesn't give a shit about
Tom Brady.
Yeah.
I'm just here for the vibes when it comes to sports. Like, I'm a baseball girly. Football is cool, basketball is cool, but I don't give too much thought into it.
It just doesn't make sense. And then Joey went off into this tangent about like how I'm supposed to care about his happiness and shit like that. Yeah, it got real.
Because mm-hmm. I think you said the word retirement.
Yes.
Didn't you? And I was like, well, how's he supposed to retire? Like, what if he got tired of always just working out all the time, watch what he ate and being this perfect Tom Brady and being called the GOAT and his regimen is like working out 3-4 times a day. And you're like, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, well, what if he's just done that. And maybe he just wants to be goofball and fucking, maybe he's always been a big WWE fan, even though it's real. And I just told Gia's like, if this is the way he wants to retire, let him do that. And you're like, no.
No, it's pathetic to watch. And I think every person but Joey agrees with me. That's just my personal opinion. I just think he never gave any indications or any breadcrumbs that he was even interested in wrestling. So
is he interested in money?
That's what I think this is a play on.
Logan Paul is paid. So what if it's a bag?
I'm sure it is a bag. And that makes me want to double down even more. I'm like, this isn't even authentic. I think with his lure, he's ruining his own image of in his public perception that he's the GOAT. Like, you do diminish your athletic achievements by doing dumb shit like that. That's just the way it goes.
Yeah, I think it is cringe. As someone who, like, I do recognize that Tom Brady's the GOAT and he's very good, whatever, I don't care. I do recognize that. But I don't know, just seeing it from the outside, I do think it's cringe. And I think it's just, he's better. Like, if he wants to be silly, goofy, cute, whatever, sure, do that. I think he's just better than what he's trying to pull off right now. Because even the roast, like, that was cool. That wasn't out of character. That wasn't like, oh, that's weird. Like, that was something that was fitting or something different that he wanted to do because he always is this serious guy. So I was like, hey, let's go in on Tom Brady for a night and see if he can take a joke. So I feel like that's the difference in it. Like, yeah, I get, like, who are we to say he can't be funny and goofy? He can. I just feel like he's better than this Logan Paul. Logan, right, the brother? Paul. Logan Paul thing.
Joey, he just gives me nerd trying to fit in vibes. That's it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and to me, no, that's not what it was. You said that it was diminishing and he should be retiring the way you want him to.
And I never said the
yes,
way
you did.
I want him
no,
to.
No, I said, why does this bother you? Because he's retiring the way he wants to. That's where the debate came. I was like, if he wants to retire, and I use the excuse that I've had friends that they can't wait to retire. And then when they retire, they're bored as fuck and they go back to work. And I really don't care. I'm a sports fan. But if you're the GOAT, you can do whatever the fuck you want. Like, if Mike Tyson wants to smoke out and get high and just be chilled, and like, literally, if you look like Mike Tyson, he looks like my dad. Mike Tyson's just chill. The Mike Tyson that I know was just beasting, yelling at people and partying, and now he's chill. So now they're like, oh, what's wrong? I don't know. He just wants to play with fucking birds and make a walk. And that's not the Mike Tyson that was the greatest boxer, but he's retired out. He wants to smoke weed. He wants to just chill. He wants to play with birds. He wants to just be a dad and chill. And he's not the Mike Tyson he used to be. I was like, yeah, because it's called growth. And to me, with Tom Brady, I'm not a hater or a big fan. I think he is the GOAT. But I think it's just when people expect people to be the person that they want them to. And then they call them out because it bothers you for some weird reason. Like, they're not retiring and ending their life the way you wanted. You want him stoic at all time, being at press conferences and being a sports analyst, maybe, but he's not allowed to be goofy. Even if it's an ick or anything, we're judging someone that might be his happiness. So to me, it's all about the cancel culture we live in and people judging other people because the way they're living their life. That's the problem I had. Then I started talking about how me personally, of this Joey boy, of this brand I created, everybody knew I hosted everything under the sun, and I used to party hard. And now that I don't, sometimes I get judged and I hate it. I'm like, bro, if I go to a club, like say it's your birthday and I went, I will have, and you guys have seen it, 30 people shove a tequila shot in my face, get fucked up with us. Like, I'm good. Oh, don't be a dick. Oh, you're too good for us. Oh, I hate that. Like, nah, I don't want to get fucked up. I don't drink like that. So I just use it as that. I'm like, damn, if I wanted to retire out of radio and I'm not this wild boy of the nuts back in the days, are people going to judge me? It's like, no, that's not you though. I go, what do you mean that's not me? This is me. And I don't know, maybe he is. Maybe it's a stunt. Maybe it's a bag. But maybe we shouldn't care. Maybe you should just leave him fucking be. And if he wants to be in the WWE, it's like, hey, it's not bothering me. He's like, go do you, bro. Mm.
See, I think I would enjoy if it was just like a, I don't know. Like, I don't think I would care if he joined WWE. That's fine. I don't know. I just feel like the way the buildup is, it's just corny to me. I feel like there's a way he could have gone about it better to where it's like,
it's WWE. You know what I mean? What are we talking about? Have you seen WWE? It's all cheesy and corny.
Well, it's
a culture.
It is. Like, Bad Bunny was a part of it.
Yes.
And I loved it, but he didn't do this corny shit to like have to build up to it or whatever.
He did.
You know what I mean?
Bad Bunny did do that. Like, he was a villain. He had the bout. It's all the same thing. It's every year or two, they pick a certain celebrity to get involved with it. I mean, the latest was the New York Knicks.
Mm-hmm.
Big Cat.
Yeah.
And it was so bad, but it's part of the culture. And like, do you have to do that to be an NBA center championship? He's having fun. He's just like, so to me, it's like, ah. And I know Tom Brady's the GOAT, but
yes,
maybe he wants to retire, is my point, like this.
I think that's okay. But given his mystique, if he wanted to do this with The Rock, or if he wanted to do this with John Cena, a Steve Austin. Like, I'm seeing Tom Brady pretend like he's the Undertaker, fam. Like, this is, I don't know. It's just hard to watch.
You're not even a fan of him, though.
It's not that I'm a fan. I hate him.
Exactly. So why do you care?
Because there is a part of his greatness that as a sports fan, he probably gets off on. Like, I'm so great that I have hate from being great. And now I think he's less great because he's doing all this. He can't dumb, win, bro.
All this shit you're saying, he can't win with you, bro. Even
he
though he's
sure
great,
fucking can't, Joey. He sure
Let
can.
Let me break it down. This guy is known as the greatest. JD hates that. Then he's part owner of your team that you go, you hate that. Now he's too goofy. You hate that. So you want him to be great at all times, but you will still hate that. How does that make sense to Tom Brady or a true Tom Brady fan? Like, well, who gives a fuck about this guy, JD? Because no matter what he does, you're going to hate him.
I'm losing respect for him.
Cares, though? You hate him.
I think a lot of people, a lot of sports fans would agree.
Yeah, did you see the comments on there at all? Like,
yeah,
did you
they
see
think
people?
He's corny as fuck. And it's because of who he's doing it with and how it's been brewing.
I think people hate Tom Brady no matter what he does. It doesn't matter.
But I still respect that he has 7 rings. Like, mm-hmm. I still respect.
I think you have to.
Yeah, it's like, I hate Kobe Bryant, rest in peace, but like, you can't hate on someone who's that great.
Yeah, absolutely.
Michael Jordan,
I
can hate Michael Jordan over.
I mean, in our,
know?
And I've told you guys, in our world of radio, there's people I don't like in radio.
Mm-hmm.
Not too many. Throughout the years, I've actually came around, there's not too many people I don't like that have good shows. I'm like, fuck, I don't like that guy. Mm-hmm. I met him, he's a fucking dick, but he has a good show. And then there's people that I really like.
Mm-hmm.
I know them, and they have bad shows. And I'm like, fuck. So I get it. I could separate the two. I just think when I hear of like fall from grace of like, I think with his specific thing of like, he wants to be a goofball or cringe or whatever people want to fucking call him. I was like, oh, who fucking cares?
But he could have been that during his career. Like, he really could have. It just doesn't fit. And so I
per
know.
Per you.
Per me. Per all 90% of people.
Per you and y'all.
Agree to disagree.
At the end of the day, I'm just like, yo, who? I'm in a different, so like, I don't even fucking care. Like I said, I don't love the guy. I don't hate the guy. I was like, man, he's fucking goat. Hey, you can't take that from him. And when I see the news, what he's doing, I'm like, yo, that's crazy. Okay, what's for dinner? Like, it doesn't affect
sure,
me. So
sure.
When I hear people's opinion, like specifically you, like, you hate this guy. So no matter what he does,
I know
you don't fucking matter.
But I still would at least respect like what he's
who
doing. Like,
cares?
Like if I loved wrestling, maybe I would have thought it was cool. Like if I, again, I'll bring up Kobe Bryant, rest in peace. Kobe Bryant got into documentaries and like his family, like things that seemed and came off authentic because he loved to learn.
Yeah.
If Tom Brady had given me any indication that he liked wrestling, liked anything, it almost like when he was playing, he hated people. Like it was almost like anytime someone would try to just get any kind of life out of Tom Brady, he shut it down. Like it was the one story of that came out about how he was the best person to drink beers with. And he drank a beer with Colbert on his show. Like that's Tom Brady being human. So then now all of a sudden, after all that shit of you shutting people out, you want to be fucking public.
God forbid. Love,
he could have done that leading up to it.
I don't. I literally don't understand your argument. Because if you look like a Justin Bieber, I've met Bieber when he was 13, and Bieber was a fucking prick at one point. He was on drugs. Like, you would not want to meet him then.
Mm-hmm.
I like when I met Justin at 13, but then he got to a point where he was an asshole, and then he was self-destructive. Then I'm like, I was even like, fuck that kid. Like, we helped make you as an industry. And then he got to a point like, nah, I'm cool of sweating the label on trying to get Bieber to call in. Because you know what he did? He wouldn't call in. He wouldn't call in. The media and the medium that broke him, he turned his back on. But now looking at his life story, how he's turned it around as a family guy and he's on the FIFA World Cup halftime, we have no idea what this kid went through. I mean, he went through some shit where now I'm like, man, I got to empathize. I don't know what it is to Justin Bieber. Maybe he was dealing with some family problems with his dad, with drugs, with the company he was keeping. And maybe I was like, I judged him too hard because I have no idea what it is to be 15-year-old and top of your game. I think with the Tom Brady thing, we have no idea what his life is. He was going through different things in life, through divorces, and he's Tom Brady, and probably everybody wants something for him. So I'm just to a point, we don't know how it is to walk the shoes of a Kobe, of a Tom Brady, of someone that's top of the game. And everyone expects you to be at this level, like Brady. I can't imagine being called the GOAT and you're still playing. And then you're like, he left the Patriots, tire him out. Then he wanted to come back. Then he got chastised. This fucking old man is back. And then he wins it with the Bucks. I'm like, fuck yeah, bro. I'm like, you shut all them haters. And I think he became normalized when he was getting drunk. And they're throwing the fucking trophy from boat to boat.
Yeah,
remember that?
See, that was fun.
That was crazy.
Human.
But that's what you think is fun.
Mm-hmm.
what, how are we judging someone what is fun? Like to Bieber, what is fun today? You didn't like the way he did his halftime show because he did something religious.
Yeah.
Now, another person would respect that because I'm glad he didn't do fucking baby because you're not 13. That would be cringe. You're a grown ass man. Why are you doing baby? If he's a different point of his life, he's a father and he does a religious song, that makes him happy.
But we're not diminishing his accomplishments. That's just like this, the version of Justin Bieber that Sienna wants. I don't want Tom Brady to be a version of what I want.
Yes, you
I'm
do.
I'm just saying in this situation, it's inauthentic to who he's always been in, how he's perceived, he's wanted to be perceived himself. He's just never been that kind of goofball. He had all the time in the world to do that. And if he had just come out even post-retirement to be like, I just want to wrestle, you know, like I want to wrestle somebody.
My point is he doesn't owe that to you.
He doesn't owe it to you.
He's
think
a
I'm
grown
winning,
ass
I think
man.
I'm winning this. I think I'm winning the argument.
I think you're losing because you keep, you're being a hypocrite of what you're saying. You want him to appease you, what you want. Like you wanted Bieber to sing a certain song. That's your opinion. You want Tom Brady to retire the way you want him to retire. That's my problem with it. People want me to act the same way I was 5 years ago because I was a wild boy. He was a goat in football and he's authentic and he probably would have done like a documentary is what you wanted. Mm-hmm. But now that he's not what you envisioned him to be, you're judging him of who he is today. And who are we to judge someone from 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 15 years ago? Like I said, I don't have any skin at the game, so I don't care. I'm just not going to judge someone that's evolving, that maybe they had it tough, that Brady probably played football since he was 8 years old. And maybe after, when did he retire? 30 something, 40?
42?
Fuck,
I mean,
dude.
Yeah, I mean, he was
maybe
late.
After 25, 30 years, he just wants to fucking do wrestling and
okay.
be a goofball.
That's okay.
It's not okay.
But it is okay.
How are you saying it's okay? You're debating.
Because of how he's gone about it and how he's built his whole brand to be. It just seems inauthentic. And weird.
Is it like a PR thing you think? Like his team? I don't know. Because he has to have a team around him that's like, do this, right?
I hope. So, I just don't judge people anymore. I used to. I'm off that judging people. I don't care about what Bieber's performing. I would have an opinion. What would I like? What should he? We've had that discussion. But I'm not going to judge what he'd perform. I'm not going to judge Brady, how he retires. I'm not going to judge this person. Like, hey, he's a different person now. I'm just off that shit. That's me personally.
Yeah.
So to me, I found it an interesting conversation of like, when you were saying it the first time, it was more like how he's retired out and how he's spending his retirement is what it was brought up.
This specific, how he's spending his retirement, doing some weird ass shit, like trying to have a fake beef with someone who's really polarizing to a lot of people and has a very...
We all know.
Tom Brady would stay far away from people like Logan Paul.
And now he doesn't have
life. But I just don't see him, if he was consistent as the person he's always been, wanting to do anything remotely close with someone like that.
And what if he's just like off it now though? Like he's like, now I don't have to. What if he had a PR team like, you can't say this, you can't wear this, you can't say... I'm sure he had that because he had to protect his public persona. Now he doesn't have to. Now he can do whatever the fuck he wants. Do you think Bad Bunny started off wearing fucking dresses? What if he always wanted to cross dress and kiss his dancers? And there's no way this kid out of Puerto Rico
That's
could do that.
That's way different, Joey, because
how?
Brady's already accomplished. Like he's already,
So why can't he do the thing? It's a perfect example. If Bad Bunny's comfortable being his own skin, and if he wants to dress up in a dress, he couldn't do that because of his public persona as his reggaeton artist, machismo Puerto Rican, there's no way he could have done that back then and been the artist he was. It's a real homophobic kind of era and him being a Latino and being reggaeton, there's no way he could have wore a dress when he first started. There's no fucking way. The same as you're saying is Tom Brady couldn't have been this goofball and been the GOAT is what you're saying.
Tom Brady could have given any indications that this potentially could be something he's interested in post. Not saying that he can't be interested in it. Like he can like
you
wrestling.
You just want him to appease you to say, hey, this is what I'm going to do.
That's not how I feel. That's not true. I just think if Tom Brady and his team, I think his team,
maybe fired
including
his team.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Because I think someone in his corner would have been like, hey, I love that you want to do wrestling because I feel like you want to be this cool, goofy guy. let's not do Logan Paul because of Logan Paul XYZ of who he is outside of the wrestler. Well,
maybe they're truly friends. Let's just, I mean.
Maybe. Maybe. Maybe that too.
Doesn't he enjoy Donald Trump as well?
Maybe. I mean, maybe. You know
maybe
what?
Back in the days he couldn't. And maybe now he's like, I'm fucking hanging out.
Very good point, Joey.
You know what
Very
I'm like?
Very good point.
He mm-hmm. couldn't.
Maybe this is who he is.
Maybe this is then who he is.
Tell me who you are, Tom. That's what I want you to do. That's a great point.
Because I feel like maybe he just fired his PR team. And I get it. Because let's if they had a PR team for our show, there's so much shit we wouldn't be able to do.
Mm-hmm.
You can't say this, you can't say that. I would get it. No, I would get it. Because if they're trying to make us the most money and they say, we're going to get you in 20 markets, but you got to stop saying this. You got to stop wearing that. You got to stop hanging out with this guy, white boy, Zach. All he fucking does is get drunk. Hey, Zach, I love you. I'm going to give you a bag on this, but I can't be seen with you with those crazy ass shirts you wear. And I would get it. Would I like it? No, but I would like the bag for me and my children. So maybe he's off it. Maybe he's like, this is who I am. I'm going to hang out with Logan Paul. Would I want to hang out with Logan Paul? No, I wouldn't. But maybe he does.
Then burn yourself to the ground, brother.
Yeah, maybe.
Go nuts.
That's what he's going to do.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of people that love that shit.
It makes me feel sad to just watch it in real time is all I'm saying.
I agree with that.
I was going to say, I think it's just the shock of it because like, he has been so stoic his entire career. So then to see this, it's like, what is this bullshit? Or like with Bieber, you expect him because he's a performer. He's so freaking talented.
He's amazing.
So when he can dance, he could sing, he could do all of it. So when you see him come out to a slower, and it was because it was a slower song, not because it was religious. I want to make that clear. That's not why I didn't like his song choice. It's because it was slower. And I was kind of anticipating more of like, oh, he's going to show up and show out because he's going to be next to Shakira, BTS. So when you have that with the Tom Brady, you're like, okay, what's he going to do next? You don't think it's, oh, he's going to beef with Logan Paul type thing. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I think that's where the shock factor comes in. And so many people have
But
at
that moment, do you,
because
this whole thing is about fall from grace. Do you think that was a fall from grace for Bieber?
No, I think that
or
was.
Or is it a moment of fall from grace?
That's a moment of just like, damn, he's not, you know, like we can't expect those things from him anymore type thing. Yeah.
I think that's my point in anything. You can't expect people to be who you want them to be because you want them to be, because they might be in a different stage in life. I thought the Bieber thing, two things. One, he knew everyone's going to go up tempo. He's like, fuck that. I'm going to go down tempo. I'm not going to go out there. Or two, I was thinking, did he sell his catalog and that he's
I think
not-
he did.
He did, yeah.
Yeah.
So maybe they-
Could have been a licensing thing. But you
I
also-
I thought maybe he wanted to do, and they said, oh no, you can't. You have to pay us X amount of money if you do it on that big of a stage. So it might have been-
Well, he performed them at Coachella too, but only like a certain bits of it. So I think that's what he could have done at the World Cup.
No, Coachella is different from World Cup. This is televised.
Oh, well, they streamed it for Coachella.
I don't know. Streaming is different than like.
Well, you brought up the fact that, you know, FIFA probably had their hands on it.
Yeah.
Like as far as like.
They would have to pay
There's
out.
All these people.
I think maybe
tempo.
FIFA would have to. That's what I thought. I was like, hey, didn't he sell his catalog? I don't know.
Yeah.
Again. It's his choice. Mm-hmm. We can have our opinion about it, but I think Bieber and Brady is a different time. That was just my mind of the people doing what they want in the past week or two of people having an opinion. Oh, they fell off. This is cringe and this is that. And I'm like, what if they just want to fucking do that? Like, what if they want to be an artist or just like, I'm tired of someone telling me what to wear, what to say, where to go. And he's just say, fuck it. I know y'all hate Logan Paul. I like Logan Paul. I believe in this, and that. And then we really won't like Tom Brady because a lot of us don't like Logan Paul. And he's just like, well, fuck it, don't like me. I'm like, all right, hey, I respect that you will embrace that you stand in line with the beliefs of Logan Paul. Like, now I don't fuck with you.
Right.
But I think maybe that's what's happening. Maybe he's just fucking hanging out with people that he always wanted to.
That is fair enough. And another person we brought up was Ellen that like fell from grace.
Yeah.
Of like had this perception
crazy.
That they built up and then behind the scenes. So you can kind of tie in Tom Brady. Maybe this is who he is behind the
Maybe.
Scenes.
Mm-hmm.
And he
Maybe.
Has rocked with it.
And we talk about PR.
Yeah.
I mean, I think Ellen had a great PR.
Right.
Because that fucking chick is an actress. I she's known as the queen of mean behind. Mm-hmm. We didn't see that. Like, I wanted to be on her show at one point.
Yeah.
I was a fan of Ellen, but when I heard how she treated everybody, I'm like, oh my God.
What's funny is I've heard about this because when did this come out? Like COVID 2020?
Yeah, like around that.
I heard about this at my internship in 2018. I was interning with this guy and he's like, oh, I had someone do a summer internship at Ellen. And he literally said that his friend said she was a fucking bitch. And I was like, not Ellen.
Crazy.
I literally didn't believe it. And then when it came out 2 years later, I was like, damn, I wonder where that guy is now because he was telling the truth. Isn't that crazy? Like, I heard it and her perception is so that she's giving, very charitable, nice, funny, that I was like, that's not Ellen. And then boom, the fall from grace,
man.
Yep.
She was a big fall from grace.
Yeah, that one hurt because I always wanted to dance up and down the stairs with her.
Yeah.
That was like my dream.
Same. I went to the show twice.
Did you? Uh-huh.
What?
Oh, yeah. I went to the show twice.
Who were the guests?
I think
They weren't that big.
Wahlberg was one of them.
The guy who invented the strudel.
Yeah. it was a Tuesday that day. Yeah,
Tom Brady was there.
One of those Wednesday shows.
Yeah, filler shows.
Yeah, I came up on a Target gift card.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it was like $250. I had a great time. Yeah, they were okay guests. I don't remember.
No Taylor Swift. No. That's Rihanna's.
I'm going to tell you right now, that was a big fall from grace. But I'm telling you, the biggest one for me was Diddy.
Mm-hmm. That too, yes.
Diddy was, that one was hard for me because developed a relationship, with Diddy when he first came onto the scene in the 90s when I did radio. I mean, I had his cell phone number. He'd come up to the studio. He'd bring Biggie up. I mean, I was part of that whole thing. And to see that and how he changed the landscape of music to this, I'm like, damn, bro. I mean, I remember being in radio. It was like we wanted to go to a Diddy party because we didn't know what a Diddy party was. We just saw all these celebrities would go and everybody's like, ain't no party. Remember LeBron? Ain't no party like a Diddy party. All those motherfuckers knew what was going on.
Yep.
But we just thought it was a party. We thought you go up and you party till 4 or 5 in the morning and you're taking shots with LeBron over here and with models over here and every celebrity.
Someone's performing over here.
That's all I thought. You're getting drunk with celebrities. I didn't know what the extent of baby oil.
Yeah.
Like, but to me, he's number one on my list. Man, what a fucking slime ball.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what and the hell? Ciroc being popping. I mean, that used to be like my favorite go-to vodka.
Here's my thing. How did they keep that a secret for decades?
I have no idea.
Power and money? Also,
it feels like some mob shit, to be honest. I feel like it's...
AB. How did no one like blow the whistle on that?
I think, didn't you say that people were blowing the whistle on that? And
I'm telling you, right? Like you had your intern thing. I was in promotions my first year of radio. And I think I was like 21, 22. And someone told me, and this is like first year of Diddy. Mm-hmm. First year, like Puff, not even Diddy, Puff Daddy. And they're like, yeah, you know, he rocks with men. Like Puffy. Like, nah. They're like, yeah. He has like this ego, like he fucks with women. You know, he has all the girls coming up and he was new. Mm-hmm. And that he has so much power that doesn't do it for him anymore. Like he rocks with men and he calls on men to come up. I'm like, and I just thought, this is from the streets talking in LA. And I'm like, oh my God. Again, so that was known.
Mm-hmm.
How did nobody, even if he was bisexual, the whole drugging and all that shit and beating on women, how did no one say anything?
Mm.
Someone must have saw some.
Oh, people had to have seen so many things.
I wonder with the parties, do you know of anyone that had to go that had to sign NDAs?
I know a lot of people that had to sign NDAs. And by the way, the NDAs we all know about, you have to sign something, non-disclosure agreement. What the fuck happens if you do say something? I'm like, what is the... You get locked up.
Probably like suing.
Yeah. Depending on who you associate with.
Because so many people didn't. So it's like, what does that mean? If you say anything, then he could sue you or?
Probably. Yeah. I would think something like that. And maybe even being blackballed from the industry in itself.
Yeah.
You just kind of knew outside of the legal terms. Just like, yo, you don't want to do that because Diddy is on top of the world. I guess on top of the world. That was like, not who you mess with.
Because everybody came out after the fact. Mm-hmm. I mean, even all his artists.
Yeah.
People they screwed him out of. Yeah. All of them. Making the band.
Uh-huh.
The band.
Yeah.
Danity Kane.
Uh-huh.
I think Craig Mack, like all these people came out after the fact. Like, damn.
Yeah. And that fall from grace begins with someone usually saying something people not believing it because they're just at the height. Like, imagine if that person that was hating on Ellen had been saying that, like, to everybody, and that everybody's like, there's just ain't no way. It's just someone talking.
A visual just came to my head right now. The all white parties.
Yes.
There's, I remember the all white parties, him, mm-hmm. Tom Brady, yep. and Ellen.
Wait. Oh gosh.
Remember?
This is a conspiracy.
It is. Dun, dun, dun. Illuminati. Do you remember those? They were in those parties. Ellen and him were like this.
Oh, really?
He was always on the show.
He was always on Ellen.
Always on her show.
He was always on Ellen.
Always on Ellen. And he was hanging out with Tom Brady for a long time. I feel like, was he part of Ciroc too, Tom Brady? Or
I don't think
or
so.
Or vodka? He was always at the
parties. That was not his image, Joey. If he had come out and said that he was some party fun guy.
No, he was partying though. He was at Diddy's parties.
Interesting.
I think him and Giselle.
They've all had a scene stuff.
They had to.
But they've probably done stuff as well that they don't say nothing.
Yeah, allegedly. Hold on here. See, now I'm going down. Because if you told Tom Brady signed the NDA, like, yeah, if you say anything, that's $1 million. That ain't shit to him. So they have to threaten you with something.
Maybe it was a billion dollars for the higher up.
No, for reals though. But if you're a celebrity.
Yeah, that million ain't shit.
That ain't shit.
Yeah.
Like, so the NDA, well, we have to find out what kind of NDAs were people signing where they didn't say nothing.
Or do all these celebrities do the same shit to where they kind of have each other's backs? I don't know. Like, because what, yeah.
Oh, wait. Didn't they say he had cameras everywhere? That's how he blackmailed everyone and no one would say anything because then he would leak out.
Mm-hmm. That's probably it.
Yeah, I was like, hey, if you say anything, I don't know if you knew this, but all the parties were recorded. So,
like, you want to come for me? Well, I have you on video doing this.
Yeah, it's on some sneaky shit.
Yeah, some sneaky shit is the only thing I can think of.
That's the only way he can get at people.
That's fucking crazy, bro.
Mm-hmm.
I want no part of that. I'm good.
May that never find
me. May that never find
me. I had a great relationship with Diddy back in the days. Like, come to the station all the time, break music, artists. We've interviewed Biggie. I mean, it was, if he called today, like, you know, you want to catch up? Hell no. I want nowhere near you, bro. I don't want to know shit. I la 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 la. I don't.
No, for real.
I don't want to know nothing that. Damn.
Anti shout out to Diddy because I remember I DJ'd a club during Super Bowl and he was in the actual parking lot and he refused to come in because there weren't 400 people or more in there. I was literally DJing. I remember they're like, yeah, Diddy's in the parking lot right now. But he's not coming in. So fuck Diddy.
Wait, how many people were in there?
Not 400, more like 4.
Well, he does have an image.
You know, that wasn't him. That was the PR team.
It was
the
PR
team.
Like, yeah, we're not going to bring you in here. Why, what's going on? There's 4 people and a white guy.
And a white guy.
A white guy DJing. God forbid.
A white man.
Okay, you want to go in if Bruce Trillis was DJing? Come on.
He's like, we're out of here, Ellen. Let's get the fuck out of here.
Come on,
but
Tom.
Wait, Ellen's inside.
Okay. Doing your fucking
fuck. I'm dead.
What the fuck?
He got what was coming to him.
Are we doing Wheel of Advice?
Yes. I actually want to do the Wheel of Advice on what advice we would give to Tom Brady.
Okay.
Okay.
Are we doing that?
Yes. Okay. Please.
Oh, here we go.
Wheel of Advice.
Land on me.
I can't wait. Let me. That was horrible. I just wanted to spin forever.
That was such a Tom Brady.
Tom Brady can never.
Every time, it's been like 3 weeks, it landed on me. It has to land on someone else this time.
Okay, it's closer to JD.
No, it's not.
All right, give it. Tom is watching. Give him advice.
Give it up. Give up the shtick or give up your ownership of the Raiders because I can't have this shit anymore. The Tuck rule haunted my life, okay? You own a lot of people's minds rent-free. You are doing this Logan Paul shit, and it is ruining everything you have built. Go into the health and wellness. Stop with this wrestling bullshit. You are literally ruining your legacy. Literally. So my advice to you is to hire me. So then the first thing I could do is to tell you to stop doing the WWE shit. And scene. Please, for the love of God, focus on football. Don't you have like Fernando Mendoza to sign and develop him as a quarterback? But no, you want to come out of a fucking coffin like a moron.
Did he do that?
Yes. And is it?
You're watching it.
Yes. Because of what I want? Yes. This is what I want. Stop with this shit. Please.
What's worse than him in WWE? What would you think would be worse? Like, oh, dude, Joey, you won't believe what he did today.
Magic.
He gets into magic. If him and David Blaine have a show in Vegas.
He's like,
fuck, dude. It's just stop. stop. Like, you can wrestle, but do like a one-off thing. That would help his legacy. If I saw Tom Brady go in and wrestle someone as a one or two off, great. This fake beef, unless you actually hate Logan Paul, which would be great. He could totally redeem himself.
Right.
If he came out and was like, hey guys, honestly, I want to beat the shit out of this guy. Great. I'm in. If you're doing this for your kids, that's fine too. But
yeah, what if his kids like WWE? He's like, I'm going to do something for my kids. They want me to do this. Why the fuck?
Didn't say it. Please.
He's all flipping off Logan Paul.
Because he has to be in his character.
Dude, you're not a character. You'll never get there. Please. You're ruining everything.
See, all you're doing is make me want to watch this now. Because I haven't, I just saw the tidbit of them yelling at each other, but I have not watched the wrestling or the coffin shit.
Oh, you will lose in the comment section. I'm telling you, man. Stop. Focus on the Raiders. Please. Anything. Yeah, that's my life advice.
And yeah, that's my life advice.
Thanks for coming to my life. What does Hillary Duff say? Yeah. And that's my
and
life.
That's my life.
Tom Brady's like,
yeah.
That's cute.
Oh, dude.
Now I want to watch this.
You're
shit.
Diminishing your greatness, brother. Whoa. I'm just speaking on behalf of a lot of people, and as someone who's hated you their entire life, I'm giving you a chance. Stop
hey,
making
Mars,
me hate
no
you more.
No matter what, do you agree? Listening to this, impartial. Do you agree no matter what this man does, JD's going to hate him no matter what?
I'm telling
what.
You, it could be way easier. I
this
could at
guy
least
could
it.
Fucking feed the homeless. And you'd be like, are you fucking kidding no, me?
You could feed everyone.
How yeah. about the homeless dogs?
Yes. What about the animals?
What about the animals, Tom? I hope. Everyone, make sure you send this link to Tom Brady.
Please.
Please.
The best will be you facing Tom Brady.
Dude, I changed your life,
right
brother.
Here, Tom.
Can you beef with Tom Brady instead of him and Logan Paul?
I've beefed with Tom Brady my whole life. So, yes. It was a fumble, too, and you know it. Fuck.
I don't even know what that reference is, but yeah.
The tuck rule. That's like the famous tuck rule where if, anyway.
Deflategate.
Deflategate.
Oh, yes.
Did that yeah. chap your high, yes. too?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, that's two different things?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I thought you were saying the flattening of the ball.
I was just, JD, did that piss you off to deflategate, of deflating the football?
All of it, dude. Yeah,
that is
it.
Crazy, though, that he did yeah. that.
It's genius.
That's wild.
I know.
You know how much these sports dudes just cheat? They all cheat. Mm-hmm.
And that's okay. I'm okay with you cheating. I love more home runs in baseball. I love all of it.
Roid them up.
Roid them up.
Cork the bats.
Get more garbage
yes.
cans.
Yes, cork the bats. Steroids in your arm. I don't give a fuck, dude. Live and bask in that greatness.
Just don't do
just
WWE.
Don't ruin it. Don't ruin it for
don't
yourself.
Be corny.
You're killing it for
care.
Everyone.
I don't fucking know where to go with this anymore.
The you're best okay advice you've ever gotten.
Okay with everything but nothing at the same time.
Just don't ruin your greatness. Okay. And it hurts for me to say it. You're just coming off like a bum. And it hurts. And it hurts.
Oh, Tom, I apologize for my friend.
You're probably a good person. Who knows?
Who knows?
I don't know, dude.
His son's looking at him. Daddy, is this true?
And watch Tom be like, you know what? This guy is not a yes man. And he's made me turn my life around.
Hire him.
Yes.
You're going to have an influence on his life?
Get away from all this shit, man.
JD, you are running the PR.
Build a golf course. Build a fucking football stadium. I don't know. An athletic program. The what? Tom Brady athletic program.
Right. At one point, are you going to digress?
When he stops his WWE okay. shit. Okay. Right? But I digress.
There it is.
But I digress.
We'll see you back on the radio. Yeah. The Aftermath.